We're standing in the little dog park, which is for little dogs, and it's a fenced area in a natural setting where little dogs can play and walk on the little paths.
We've done a lot of gravel paths around. And
And there's chip paths, and there's seating and covered little seating area to get out of the rain if it's raining.
How did this all come to be? Volunteer hours?
Yeah, it was all volunteer, and many people and groups helped to get our parks going. And but for now, we have our fenced area safe for little dogs, and we want people to be able to start enjoying the space as soon as possible. Visitors, it's been great for visitors, like this dog here that's visiting from out of town and gets out of the RV today and gets to play with a local.
And so what are the rules here? Clean up after yourself, I imagine, and what else?
Yeah, the rules start with daylight hours, and then you need to keep your dog on a leash in the driveway and parking lot, and they're leashed until they get into the fenced area here, or the off-leash area over there, and then you must keep our park clean, and the main thing is you're responsible for yourself and your pet, so you enter at your own risk.
Well, it's a great little space. It's back in the woods here, and looks like the trails wander around back through it. And there's a couple benches down and a covered area to sit and watch your dogs.
And there's garbage cans and bags provided to keep our park clean.
All right. Whoa.
Yeah. And then I'd like to show you the other area too that people can use that is not fenced.
Okay. And so this area will be for smaller dogs. You're shooting for 25 pounds or under.
Generally speaking, yeah, just for small dogs.
Okay. Yeah. So we go out through the gate here.
Okay. This is going to have a double gate.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can leave, exit, and enter without dogs escaping.
And an airlock.
Yeah. So basically, the shelter site is here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... Off limits.
This is the old tent city building, bathroom, restroom area.
Right. So that's off limits, but what we have is a park basically all around the whole rest of the place. So.
Okay. But you have some new fencing up there. Looks like there's going to be some runs eventually. And.
Well, this is a temporary measure in case we need to keep animals here. Right now, there's nobody manning this building at all, but it's set up for, we have it ready as far as we can go.
Okay.
They've decided to go for a whole new building and using new materials, so we're waiting for funding and looking for funding for that.
Good.
And anybody that would like to make a donation can do so. Walk through here to walk in the unfenced. It will be fenced, but we haven't got there yet.
This is the former trail through the old tent city, and now there's some... The pads are still here, places to sit.
We reworked them, though. They were... real rotten, so we took them apart, most of them. There was like 45 platforms up here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we reused the wood that was okay to make new little shorter platforms.
And put down some wood chips in places too, it looks like.
Wood chips and gravel.
There's some flagging here, kind of marking the boundaries. Is there going to be a fence eventually or not?
Yep, we want to have a fence as soon as possible. We've got the fencing, we just need the volunteers.
Okay.
They're not really nice.
That is, yeah. This is great back up in here. It's a big old muskeg here.
Yeah. And it's just great that the animals can enjoy the natural setting, you know, in a safe environment.
Yeah, away from the road.
Yep, and the parking's off the road.
So you must be excited. It's all coming together slowly, but it's happening.
Yeah, it was put on hold for a year while the board decided what they exactly wanted to do. And now we had the go ahead, and so we got her done. And
you have a long-term lease with the city now? And Now you just need money and volunteers, and it'll all come together. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. But just the park part is great, even just to have that part going, too.
Yeah.